name's Emily Kiefer. I'm a first-year freshman at Shepherd University studying English education, and I'm from Martinsburg.
Okay, and basically you've had an exciting little trip, haven't you? Explain what the trip is and why you took it.
So I have always been obsessed with the show Friday Night Lights. It started with the show. I read the book and watched the movie. I felt like the book was very one-sided, though. And for someone who was really passionate about the TV show and the movie and everything, it kind of didn't, like, rest easy with me. And so that was the original reason why I wanted to go there, to Odessa, just to experience it for myself and to kind of see, because I'm sure that some of the book was a little bit accurate, but I also know that there's always two sides to a story. A friend asked me one day, at the time that I was reading the book, where I would want to visit if I could go anywhere, and of course that was where I chose. So, and then it just kind of, the idea kind of replayed in my mind, and I ended up making plans to do so.
So Odessa, Texas is not like on the top of the vacation list
yeah.
for most people, is it?
No, Odessa actually was put on the map because of its oil industry. Everywhere you go there, there's oil rigs, and it's an interesting site, but it's also put on the map for its football team and for all of those things. So, but it's definitely not on the vacation list, no.
Now, why did you become fascinated with this particular book and TV show and movie?
I like that question. I think the biggest thing is that I'm a girl from a small town who wants to do big things one day and who wants to take her degree and to, you know, make a difference to people. And from watching the TV show and reading the book and everything, I realized that there were people in that town who were trying to do the same thing. As I assume most towns are that way. There's at least someone who wants to do that. But this town specifically just kind of struck my fancy, I guess. And I love the South. I love everything about it. I love football. So going to that town and realizing that they had something special really meant a lot to me to be able to find. And upon going there, I definitely found that.
Describe what it was like to go to this football game on Friday night.
Oh,
you've been watching on TV all this time.
The football game was crazy. Ratliff Stadium, which is the stadium they play at, or they did play at when I was there, it's kind of a monument there. Like I said, there's only really oil rigs, homes, and schools. And it's bigger than I imagined it would be, the town of Odessa. But Ratliff Stadium is in the middle of nowhere, and it's this huge, like, dome, and it's crazy. Definitely the biggest football stadium I've ever been to, at least for high school. And every seat was filled, every seat. It was neat. I got to know, they're called the Flag Boys. So I was on the field with Miss Fott, and so I got to talk to the players while they were taking breaks, that kind of thing. It was very neat. And Miss Fott is in charge of what's called the Flag Boys. And what they do is they run the whole side of the track, like the whole side of their side when the team gets a touchdown. And it's mostly boys who do track in the spring and everything like that. But they run with giant flags, you know, that they had a touchdown every time. And that was really interesting, too. So they're kind of like, so we have, they have the cheerleaders, the spirit squad, the band, and the flag boys. So it's just so much yelling, so much excitement, and it was great.
What's your takeaway from this?
I think the true passion, the drive in the kids that I met there, because I did get to talk to several of the players and people there, the drive that they have, while at the same time not being selfish, but wanting what they want out of life, and still caring about their family, still caring about the people that they grew up with, really making the most out of small-town life. That's kind of what I took away from Odessa, is that everyone deserves to feel that they're important, that their voice is being heard, whether it's, you know, a newspaper, or it really could be anything that they want to succeed at. I just think it's so important to be an individual, to do what makes you happy. And that's what the people in Odessa do. They do what makes them happy. And I think that really rubbed off on me. So.